Canada, your chefs have been chosen. 16 of the best are preparing for battle. But only one can be the winner.
So, Dan, tell me when you first got interested in going on Top Chef Canada.
It first started the second season. My mentor in Vancouver, Dale McKay, went on and won the first season. And I saw the casting call and thought, yeah, why not? You know, I've got nothing to lose. I was at Hillary's Cheese at the time, so very flexible with my schedule. Unfortunately, my mum passed away and I had to go back to England during the filming, so second season wasn't a go. Hung on to the producer's email and saw they did a third casting call and thought, this is my time now, I'm going for it.
And what was Dale like? Did he encourage you to apply? Did he say, yeah, I think you got what it takes to get in this?
He did, yeah. I spoke with him at length about the process, and I think he put a good word in with the producers for me. So they were expecting my application, and he sort of vetted me on the whole process and what to expect and how to go about things. So I had a little bit of insight going into it, but it doesn't prepare you at all for the reality of what actually happens. So
it does look, I mean, we know that it's all edited and everything, but it certainly looks kind of crazy and full of pressure.
Oh, it is. Working in a professional kitchen is strenuous at the best of times, but that's just a whole new level of stress. What you see is what you get in terms of, okay, here's, you know, Judge X, this is what you're going to be preparing, go. You literally have minutes to think of what you're going to do and execute it. You can't second guess yourself or screw up, because it's just valuable time that you need to prep and get stuff done. So you just got to think on your feet and go.
But do you go in there kind of with a bit of an arsenal in your head to say, if I have to make this kind of dish, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, certainly, but it all goes out the window. You just sort of, for me personally, you know, I'm a very forward thinker. I have to plan things out and all. And when it's, you know, okay, make something, it's like, okay. And so it was a bit of a scramble at times, yeah.
So when did all this take place? Because it's long over. It's been shot and edited, and it's ready to go. When did all that take place?
All the filming happened, I think it was August time last year. So we were lucky that we were in the midst of doing the renovations for the restaurant, and it gave me a little leeway to go, you know, as everyone thought, go over to Vancouver and do a stage. But yeah, little did they know I was filming in Toronto.
Now, you say you were lucky to be in the middle of a renovation. I would say that would be, well, yeah, at least you didn't have to, you weren't expected to show up and be in a restaurant every day. But at the same time, this was your baby coming together here.
Yeah, I mean, we were very fortunate, though, Andrea and I, that her parents, who own the building, own a renovations and millwork company, so we were in good hands. All, you know, in family run and in-house done. And so, yeah, we had a great team and we knew the direction we wanted to go. We didn't have to answer to anyone, well, the banks maybe, but yeah, we were very fortunate in the circumstances that we found ourselves in.
And in the meantime, you're expecting a baby too.
Yeah, just to put the cherry on the cake, Andrea just gave birth 2 weeks ago on Monday, a little girl called Miley. So, yeah, that was another interesting factor in the whole journey. Just waiting for Miley to be born, and sort of that's what took the pressure off keeping quiet about Top Chef, because you're so involved in getting your restaurant up and going, and you know, the fact that you're going to have a child, that just gets pushed to the back of your head and very easily to forget. So that wasn't a big thing to let slip the results.
What was it that you think it was about your cooking, your audition, that made them make you part of this season three?
I think the fact that I'm English, and I mean, if the people that know me know that I'm quite, you know, charismatic and quirky, and I do add a little something extra to the show, I hope. But yeah, just some, you'd have to ask the producers that. I mean, I know in my heart of hearts I got what it takes to go all the way, and to have a place on that show, because there were some very good talented chefs there. But who knows, they obviously saw something in me that they liked, and yeah.
Well, part of the casting is for personality and charisma and stuff like that, but the other part is for actual cooking ability. And I had a conversation a couple of years, when the first season was coming out, and I had a conversation about this with Mark McEwen, who's the head judge.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't care, you know, what they look like, who they are, they have to know how to cook. And did that attitude from him really come across during the taping?
Oh, for sure. He doesn't mess around. Like, you can be the most charismatic chef there, but if you can't cook, he'll tell you. There was a lot of chefs getting sick because we were all in one big house. And if some of them didn't perform, they were in the bottom maybe, and he didn't care. He was like, it's like a bad hangover. You work through it. All he wanted to see was, you know, he wanted to see you perform and wanted to bring your A game every single time. Didn't matter what the circumstances was. So yeah, he was a badass, yeah.
And you got to meet probably some heroes and celebrities at the same time?
I did, yeah. A lot of people that I knew, some that I didn't know, but yeah, all just a great experience to, you know, to see these guys and girls that you've looked up to, and you know, just hope that you get to meet one day, and to get the chance to cook for them, yeah, it's a dream come true.
But it had to be nerve-wracking at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I mean. To be put in that situation with anyone, the time restraints, the not knowing, it's difficult at the best of times, but then you throw into the fact these famous faces that, yeah, some of them may not be the best judge of food, but they still have an opinion. They've still probably eaten in some of the best places going, and, you know, they have a good palate. You still got to impress them at the end of the day.
I guess there's no point complaining about what happens during the show, because it is what it is. The rules are the rules, and the judges have their final say.
Exactly, yeah. You just gotta, you know, do the best that you can with what you're given, and just hope that what you put up is what they like. I mean, there's always, even in my own kitchen, you always think, could that have been better? You know, could I have done this? Could I have done that? So especially in that situation where you're only given a set amount of time, you know, a lot of the dishes you put up, well, me, I was like, oh, you know, questioning myself all the way. But like I said, you have to just go with your gut and do the first thing that comes to mind. And if you can sort of improvise it along the way, then all the better. But there's very little room for error.
What has it meant for the restaurant so far? Because we really only got the news that you were going to be on this show literally, what, a few weeks ago, right? Or a month ago or so?
Yeah, February the 11th, which was my birthday, which was a nice birthday present. But in terms of business, I mean, it's been pretty steady since the day we opened. You know, lunches have been great. Dinners have been really good. I'm sure the show, we've not sort of seen a big influx, you know, in the week or two since the press release, but I'm sure when the show airs that, yeah, hopefully people will start coming from a bit further afield to sample the food, and, you know, we'll see a spike in numbers. But it's just been really, you know, really good steady business so far.
That's probably not the reason, though, you went on the show, right? I mean, what was the reason why you wanted to go for this show?
If I'm going to be honest, I wanted to be known for what I do. I mean, first and foremost, it's about the business. It was to get recognized, to get our name and our restaurant on the map. And anything else that comes with that is just an added bonus. But that's it. It's just a big, big advertising thing, really. I mean, for me anyway, to get known, to get the restaurant known, and to get Hudson's on First out there.
Do you want this to become a destination restaurant as opposed to just for locals?
I got a lot of love to give to everyone. You know, we've got lots of room for growth. Anyone's dollar is as good as the next person's. I mean, I don't care if they're coming from Quebec or if they're coming from Cobble Hill. The more people that know about our food, the better. And like I say, we plan on being around for a long time, so the more people we can reach, the better.
Because it's a competitive business from day one, right?
Oh, yeah. For me personally, coming from just being an employee to being an employer, it's full circle. Now, every time someone breaks a dish or breaks a glass, you know, I want to cry because it's like my own money that's paid for it. Before, I couldn't give two hoots because, you know, it's not coming out of your pocket. You know, as a business owner, you take things a lot more personal, and you've got to watch every single penny. I mean, that's the name of the game, really, you know, dollars. And you come a bit more frugal, I guess, on your spending, and just being on top of the game, knowing what's in your fridge and, you know, what's being broken and things like that, you know, just keeping on top of it. So it's very difficult because it is my first time owning a business, sort of hit the ground running and learn as you go.
Was it better to be here in a smaller town than to, say, be in Vancouver or Victoria?
Oh, for sure. I would never even, you know, fathom the idea of going into Victoria or Vancouver. It's too big, you know. This is why I wanted to be in the Valley. There's such a special food scene here. So many people appreciate good food around it, more so than in Vancouver and Victoria, I think. I mean, look at Dale. 2 weeks before I was on Top Chef, I went to see him, and he said, you know, this was before he even went out to the public. He says, I'm done here. I'm moving back to Saskatchewan because no one appreciates what I'm doing, and no one wants to pay for it. In the Valley, you know as well as I do, the food scene here and the food movement and the produce that we have is just, I think it's the best going. You know probably better than me, but I don't know. I've not been to Portland or Seattle or anywhere else. I think it's pretty damn special.
Good luck.
Thank you.